Hello and welcome to Battlestar Brothel, Season 3, Episode 6, Torn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Dustin, with chocolate in my mouth.
I am talking now.
Brenton's here.
Still testing Mike.
who hasn't watched the show, and same as Justin Carmer, who's not watched the show as well.
I'm behind, so.
It's all good. It's fun to have you here. Thank you for donating candy. I've ate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Like, literally, the chocolate reasons you sent all went to me. Because he forgot them in my house. Gentlemen, let's discuss this episode of Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm. I like the name. Torn.
It reminds me of my underwear.
We were saying that we wanted to have an episode where we, like, saw into the lives of the Cylons a little more. This was a big episode for that.
This was. Now, I watched this between midnight and 1 in the morning last night, so I'm a little rusty.
Okay.
So what happened?
I watched it on the second half on my way home today.
While driving, great. Yeah,
the first
this
half
is the fucking need to start paying attention.
The first half I watched during lunchtime.
So, okay. You get a half hour lunch? You should talk to your boss about that.
I got a full hour lunch, but
it was only a 45-minute episode.
I got other stuff to get done.
Did you jerk off?
Like,
you fat.
You did jerk
off. Did you
off.
Fap during your lunch?
No.
All over the Comcast boxes? It's not working. I only get certain channels.
The look on his face says he did.
Well, yeah. Unless I get it to stick to the wall.
I need it for the lube for the connectors. Yeah. You know? Gotta have a good connection. Okay, things that you liked about this episode. I liked Apollo being fit and trim again.
Mm-hmm.
He was fucking ripped, though. Yeah. So he made me feel like less of a man. Thanks, asshole.
I liked that Boomer got a new name. She's Athena now.
Mm-hmm.
They dubbed her Athena.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Seems like most of the pilots have accepted her.
Yeah. Which is cool. Now that we got to get them to accept Gata.
Is that the Asian girl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boomer's the Asian one?
Well, bless you! Boomer was the one that was dead.
Oh, okay.
That got killed. This one isn't Boomer. Boomer's a call sign for that one, that individual. So she's like, just call me Karen. Uh-oh. And so they decided to make up a call name for her. And so Athena is the goddess of wisdom and war. And she's always followed by the goddess of victory. Was that what they said? The god of victory?
Yeah.
Victory. So they thought it was a good idea, A, and she kind of fits the description, so let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool. Hot Dog was in there. That's Adama's real-life son.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this, Justin. Not to say I'm hot shit or anything, but Edward James Olmos follows me on Twitter. As well as 104,000 other people that already follow him. So
he follows everybody.
We actually had an idea for a Discount X-Men, Edward James Almost.
Well, we'll come up. We'll talk about that later.
So his name is Ed J, because it's Edward James Almost.
Yeah,
he's almost Edward James.
Yeah,
it's funnier in my head. Moving on.
So what do you think about this bacteria that's taking out the Cylons?
What's it called?
Oh, I think it has something to do with dirty snizzes, because like. They get around. There's a lot of hoes.
Yeah.
So is this like a Battlestar herpes?
You know what? Yeah. It's like, think of a computer virus, but I mean, it's going through their systems, mm-hmm. not just their computer systems, but it's going through their biologics. You know, so all the raiders, all their planes or ships have biological components.
Mm-hmm.
The main ships have biological components. The base stars are run by a giant fucking brain.
So in the process of trying to search out this bacterial container or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Gaius kills one of the sixes. Did you remember that part?
No. Did I finish the fucking episode?
He choked her to death.
No, what?
Yeah, and then he realized what he did. So she's going to remember him choking her to death.
Oh, my God, because she's going to wake up.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was one of the Cylons inside that ship that had the bacteria in it.
Uh-huh.
The Cylons sent him to go and check it out.
I didn't see him get to the ship or anything. I remember him agreeing to go.
Yeah, he got to the ship.
I must have went to bed. God damn it.
But he stayed in a suit the whole time. And do you remember earlier on in the episode when he considered that he might be a Cylon?
Yeah.
He didn't take
Well, because
the suit off.
They brought up the point of projecting in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what he's been doing? And that's how he's been communicating with the six in his head?
Could be. Possibly.
So projecting.
Did you see where Gaius choked one of the sixes and he was wearing a suit the whole time?
Where's my lighter?
No, tell me about it.
Okay, so he choked one of the sixes.
Mm-hmm.
No, and apparently she's going to wake up and remember.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick my nose and wipe it on you if you keep talking.
I'm glad you saw that part of the episode.
I did too.
Do you remember the part of the episode where Gaius was in a suit on a ship and he choked?
All right, that one's going to you.
One of the six.
Oh my God, he's going to wipe a fucking booger on me.
You have a Kleenex? I'm not wiping on my cigarettes. It's stupid. I'll use this Snickers wrapper.
Oh, that part stinks.
Be scared if it smelled like roses.
Compelling radio.
Yeah, boy, just edit the shit out of whatever you want tonight.
We'll see what I can do.
What did we, what else happened that I missed, apparently? Because I think we've talked about everything that I saw.
Well, you didn't see the end of the episode, right?
I guess not. Okay. Fucking failure.
One is that biggest... where Gaius? No, I'm just kidding.
One of the biggest things that happened was Tyrell and, I can't remember her name right now.
Callie.
No.
Thrace.
Starbuck. Yeah, Thrace, Starbuck.
Yeah.
They're both like all... They're causing a lot of conflict with the rest of the crew. They were saying that what they did on New Caprica was way worse than what...
I remember that.
Remember that?
I remember that because that was a discussion they were having in the mess.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Tyrell so much as it was Ty and Thrace talking.
Because
I thought out of that conversation... Remember a long time ago I said that something's happened like Ty is related to her somehow because of the comment that she made in the pilot about, like, how's your wife?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, he either fucked her or she is related to his wife or something like that. I thought that there was going to be some kind of weird connection there. Just in the language they were using and how they were talking so familiar.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, shit, maybe there is something to that. And then it turns out I'm just wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
They were just, you know, using, like, post-traumatic stress as their connectivity.
Sure.
So.
But they're both sitting there drinking and, almost comes in and, like, he basically loads a gun with a live round in it and sets it down on the table. He's like, I want one of you to shoot me. I don't care who it is. He's like, I'm not going to live on this ship with you two causing all this stress with my pilots. Starbuck starts talking shit to him and he throws her out of her chair. Almost throws her out of her chair.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Starbuck's so hot.
By the end of it, yes, she is certainly quite good looking.
She's got huge nipples, though.
Where's she showing her? Oh, and Riddick?
Riddick,
yeah.
Riddick.
Okay, I gotta watch that.
They're huge. Like
pepperonis?
Like,
or?
Disturbingly, like, they meld into the background, kind of. Like, ugh. I'll still look at them, don't get me wrong. But.
Like, fuzzy.
I ain't no queer over there, don't get me wrong. Go look at them boobies.
I'm just saying, I'm not a big fan of Genoa.
Like, the region of Italy, or?
Yes, that's where she's from.
The Salamis.
She is Genoan.
Okay, no, she's not. What else the fuck did
I do? Oh, basically, after almost gives him the talking to, Starbuck goes and cuts her hair, and she decides she's going to be a good girl from now on, and...
Yeah, right.
She get back with her husband?
No.
She has a husband?
She did.
She married that Blurns ball player, Pyramid. Yeah, ball. That's from Futurama. The guy that played Pyramid back on Caprica... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy, they got married.
I wish I could remember exactly what happens at the end of the episode.
Oh, well, you fucking have a better chance of it than I do, apparently.
Yep.
Well, I gotta watch 20 minutes of it.
Did Gaius choke someone else?
In a suit? Was he in a suit? A space suit, perhaps?
Did he only choke
one? Was he in some kind of clothing?
Was this other person that he choked going to wake up and remember?
Are you literally on Netflix? You're going to rewatch it while we do this?
Just the end of it.
Just the end of it?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
You know, the novel concept is not to be watching while you're driving and really pay attention to remember things.
Right. Okay, yeah, so yeah, even now, that was it. That's all that happened in the episode.
God, is the title of this episode Buffering?
Yes.
Your phone sucks. Anything else?
You suck.
Maybe.
The guy that narrated Darth Vader was in it.
James Earl Jones?
Yeah, he was there.
Tell us about it, Brendan.
Okay, so he was wearing a suit,
going
too.
In, I'm going in. No. Getting a booger.
No.
A fresh one for
no
you.
No booger.
Okay. Fuck it.
So the moral of the story is you should watch the rest of the episode.
Yeah, I'm a fucking failure. I'm sorry.
So say we all?
So say we all, thank you. End the pain.